Yeah, oh yeah, I'm totally standing. Hey! Well, I'd like to thank Joan and Jimmy for all of their hard work on this series every year. It's amazing every year. And thanks to Don for doing all that techie stuff. And thanks to all of you guys for coming out. It's really, really great to read at Hemingway's. It's every time I get asked, it's just a huge honor every time. And I would like to start with a poem dedicated to Jan Beatty, who everybody knows is just awesome, and Lauren Wolfe, who also makes bone necklaces and poems and bone necklaces. And I dragged her out on a Tuesday night. Ozzie Spawn. In blue were your paint, a black tutu, motorcycle boots, and Snow White's bow. I come from Ozzy Osbourne's cock. Yes, he birthed me himself. Jacked off to stoned Paul McCartney in a flowing white pantsuit, and I grew from one squirt. Love Ozzy as mother and father. I am the princess of fucking darkness. I love a bathead burger, extra rare. Sharon learned to love me like a stepmother, taught me how to please my creator, how to tug on his cock until the milk comes. Look for me on the back of a stranger's fat boy, still awake from last night, singing Ozzy's desire. That's all I know. Stretch my skin to the sky. My tattoos are neon constellations. Fuck the Big Dipper. My alien head ink will guide you home. I'll use my teeth when I suck your cock, scrape my raspberry with a fingernail. I like my cum mixed with blood, drink it like a cocktail. I wear sunglasses so you can't see my eyes. My lips are toxic. The only thing I ever quit was the mainstream. I was built to destroy you and wear your bones around my neck. Thank you! You guys are okay in my book. And I didn't mention, too, that I'm really excited to read with so many fantastic readers. And Jimmy Savetic, who I love so much. I am his girl forever. Sorry, everybody. And my next poem is called My Father is a Crazy Horse Gentleman's Club, and it's after James Allen Hall. He was the one in New Brighton, Pennsylvania, not the one in San Francisco. He liked to keep it local. He carted. 18 to get in, 21 to drink. BYOB. Didn't forget to call his daughter when he was wasted. Want a happy ending? Handjobs cost extra. My father was the champagne room. He offered private dances from the stripper of your choice. He was home of the Beaver County famous themed bedroom dances. His lower level had a 24-hour novelty shop, included toys, video booths, and XXX movies. My father forgot to grow up. He joined the leather-loving. See him crack that cat-a-nine, shimmy down that pole. Think sweat, like Britney Spears, slave for you. He wasn't trying to hide it. He wore a chastity ring to help pick up chicks, but always remembered to pick up his daughter on time. Call him the candy man. Call him sugar daddy. My father was the karma chameleon in white suits, long flowing hair. He came and went, came and went. His love was easy, but not free. No expensive presents, fine dining. Imagine what it was like in his shoes. He drank Miller Lite on special. He was listed in the phone directory as an athletic club. Never was very good at marketing. His bedroom theme was, the younger, the better, his daughters, 19 and 21. You've got a friend in Sarge T. His ex-wives mocked that license plate, called him Tommy instead. He would break your heart. The town nicknamed him Sarge. His wives never came to the club. They just curse him, raise his children. He was an historical landmark. People drove from the city to see him. He liked the attention. There's an ad in the Beaver County Times. My father's hiring for the late shift. Serious inquiries only. He's an equal opportunity employer, but he loves skinny girls with big tits. It's okay if they're fake. Stop by if you need a job or if you just need a good time. Monday's wing night. Have a drink on him. Thank you. Thank you. And this is my two-poem warning. I forget a lot of things, but I usually don't forget the two-poem warning thing. What do you think? Okay, this next poem is called Keeping My Dick in My Pants. I'm inside the Atwood Street Mini Mart, staring at the selection of fudge pops in the cooler, when a guy walks up, bends down to my ear, says, "I live around the corner." I think about bending him over right there, but I'm distracted by the red light in me about to change. Maybe because I keep having dreams about colors, my life turning into a psychedelic haze where it's 1958 and Elvis Presley was drafted into the army. And who will dance for us now? Who will gyrate his hips in front of the television? And who will be captured lock shot from only the waist up while Elvis is away at war? America does not want to see his shaved head get onto that plane, but America wonders if he cried for his mama when the bombs and guns got too loud. He loves his mama because even the king needs a little TLC during war, needs a little squeeze. But what do I know about such things while I'm sitting on my bed dreading going to work when I want to stay here with my cat and call my grandma just to hear her voice on the other end? Because sometimes I just need to know the people I love are alive and okay, whatever that means. Because it's 2010 and I'm barely into my 22nd year, and I feel sometimes I don't know much about anything, just that when Elvis sings Mama Like the Roses on his Christmas album, even though I don't like Christmas, I cry a little. Thank you. Thank you. And my last poem is a love poem, because we all need a little loving. Lauren, be good. This is serious love poem time. Topography, us. Remembering in October, you pick me up at the salon, my hair black. Don't remember if you liked it, but it was getting dark outside and you were smiling with your whole face. I like the way you drive so fast, but point out the Sears Tower, Oprah Winfrey's apartment. We think the purple light is stupid. At your place, we get stoned. Watch a Charles Manson documentary. Next day, I have a date with my future ex-girlfriend, and I see your girlfriend's crap lying on the floor in the bathroom. You give me red wine in a coffee mug, pass the pipe, brag, I can smoke anyone under the table. Stone silent on the way home, but I try to brush it off. The city's coming at me, 80 miles per hour, open window fucking up my hair, my eye makeup already smudged. Don't know if you think I'm pretty, but I want you to like me, another smile to carry with me, like a picture in a wallet. You're dangerous the way you open the car door for me, and I always get in. I try to fight the high, don't want you to catch me studying your cheekbone. You say, staring straight ahead, don't fight it, let it ride out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And our next reader is Scott Silsby.